UAP report and more. I found the report to the Senate by Dr. Kirkpatrick on UAPs to be interesting in a couple of ways. First of all, everyone online seems to be touting the fact there are about 650 cases to be worthy of further investigation, but when you listen to Dr. Kirkpatrick, he intimates that certainly doesn't mean they're alien devices, just that they need further investigation. He explained that sometimes things are not what they look like initially, because the sensors used can make artifacts on there, or near the object, making them look different. He showed an object which at first glance looked almost rocket-shaped with a trail behind it, and then said the trail was an artifact from the sensor, and as the object was carefully viewed traveling across the sky, we could discern it was actually an airplane. He also said the objects had to meet one of five criteria, and depending on which one they meet, they could be moved up to a more important status for examination. The bottom line is the 650 figure is just objects to be further examined, not unknown UAPs yet. You can see Dr. Kirkpatrick briefing Congress using the following address, https://www.youtube.com/watch. The fifth equals J6QTR_X1Q. Please copy and paste the address into the address area of your website. Sorry, Truth Facts almost never uses live outside links. In a way, I found it disappointing that he never admitted in the clip there were any UAPs, past or present, that defied current physics and could not have been from this planet. We who keep up with this stuff know that is true. One only had to listen to the testimony of military pilots to know this. Dr. Kirkpatrick is the head of AARO, the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. He was formerly the chief scientist at the Defense Intelligence Agency's Missile and Space Intelligence Center. I have no way of knowing what was said to the Senate committee in private about UAPs, but I wish he would have commented on the sphere which was caught on a drone's camera flying over the Middle East. He mentioned something which could have been it, but it wasn't clear if it was the same object, and said it was impossible to figure out what it was from the video they had. It was thought that all things which look like black holes were black holes. That seems to have changed due to a recent announcement that an object which was thought to be a black hole might really be a new type of string theory star. If we no longer think black holes in space are actual black holes, maybe they could also be other things like camouflaged giant spacecraft. First of all, not all scientists are happy with string theory, and some even think it is garbage. Second, maybe aliens could even hide their galaxies in giant black hole-looking places. If all black holes are not black holes, this just opens up all sorts of possibilities. The scientists from Johns Hopkins said, "The object looks identical to a black hole, but there's light coming out from its dark spot." Lastly, I would like to ask why they haven't considered the fact it might be a black hole with something inside making it unique and causing the release of light. Or, maybe they did. There is a question which has been asked before, and it is: are some of the extraterrestrials which are thought to have come here really either all robotic, or partially robotic? As I have said in the past, some have guessed the Greys are some sort of biological robot. I think if a race of robots was visiting us from some advanced race thousands of years ahead of us, we might not ever know they were robotic, because they would be so perfect. There was a blinding flash over Kyiv in the Ukraine. Ukraine thought the NASA satellite which crashed to Earth caused it, but that was found out not to be true. Then it was thought it was some sort of Russian attack, but it was not. Ukrainian officials stated it must have been caused by a meteor. No definitive finding has been made as to the source of the flash, and no one has reported a UAP in the area of the flash. The International Space Station has been the home to many UAP sightings over the years, and they are still continuing even though NASA is trying to hide them. A video of a glowing orb was taken as it passed the space station. It had a very yellow glow to it and looked like a miniature sun. This is certainly not the first time glowing balls of light have been seen in the sky and space. There has been a lot of speculation about this object and the way it moves, causing some to think there is nothing living inside it. This is wrong thinking, because an advanced society could have vehicles where the occupants are not affected by gravity. NASA has photographed something very strange on Mars, and it looks like a UAP which might have crashed. I wouldn't be too sure about that, however. The view I have seen of it only shows a half-round object on its edge. It could also be a dome-shaped object. I know the Discoverer wants it to be a UAP, and it might be, but it is too early to declare it is. The search for extraterrestrial life might be changing. Finally, something I have been saying for decades is happening. Scientists have said they shouldn't just look for life on planets which are similar to Earth. It's as if a light has finally gone on in the attic. Extraterrestrial life may not need the same conditions we need for human life, so it is silly to limit searches for it. We could have been skipping over planets steaming with life and never realized it. Let's help all this will change, and we will look at all planets, even those which look moon-like. Some very strange lights were seen over Hestelen, Norway in 2007. Everyone wondered what they were, and the scientific explanation for the lights was one I had never heard before, and it seemed to be a reach. Scientists claimed the lights were caused by a chemical and electrical reaction in the atmosphere. When I heard this, I wondered if this was the modern version of the old swamp gas explanation. These lights looked nothing like the famous aurora borealis, which is said to be caused by the sun pulling on the Earth's magnetic field.